So that's Romans chapter 7, starting at verse 1. Or do you not know, brothers, for I'm speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives? Thus a married woman is bound by law to her husband while he lives. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage. Accordingly, she'll be called an adulteress if she lives with another man while her husband is alive. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law. And if she marries another man, she is not an adulteress. Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit for death. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve not under the old written code, but in the new life of the Spirit.
Ruth, thank you very much for reading for us. Let's see how this goes. Phil, if you could just do a risk assessment while I'm doing the talk, that would be ideal. Great. I hope you've got your Bibles open there. Romans chapter 7, page 1136. And I wonder, going back a bit earlier, what we thought the worst rule we ever had to keep was. Maybe we're chatting with the person next to us. Or maybe the worst rule we've ever broken. We might not want to tell that person sitting next to us. But rules, as we were thinking, are a part of life, aren't they? Schools have rules. Grown-ups' offices have rules. We might even have rules at home. And perhaps we spotted in our reading we've just had that it's all about the law. Did you see in every single verse of our reading, the law is mentioned? The law. Paul, who's writing this, this letter to the Christians in Rome, he's talking about the Old Testament law. Now, just to get us in the mood, we're going to play a quick game. And all you have to do is to decide whether a law is true or false. Is it actually a law? We're clear on the concept? Great. So first up, in Milan, in Italy, where Marine has gone back to, it is a legal requirement to smile at all times, except at funerals or hospitals. Okay, hands up for true, and keep them down for false. True, false. Who thinks it's true? Most people think it's false. Okay, it is true. It is a city regulation from Austro-Hungarian times that has never been repealed. So says the internet. Okay, number two. In Samoa, it is illegal to forget your wife's birthday. Okay, hands up for true, down for false. Very interesting, husbands and wives, which way it's going. Okay, again, it's true. It is unclear how long your sentence might be, but maybe at some time to think through how you might make it up to her is not a bad thing. Okay, last one. It is illegal in the UK to knock on someone's front door and then run away. Interesting. It's true. The Metropolitan Police Act of 1839 outlines this childhood game is illegal. If you're thinking about doing it, there is a maximum penalty of £500 if caught. Some laws might seem silly. Some laws we might think are optional. But the Bible says God has given his law to his people. Do you remember when they were rescued from Egypt? Moses and all the Israelites were given God's law. And just a chapter later in this letter, Paul will call the law holy and righteous and good. But what we'll see this morning is the law was never the right way, never the way to get right with God. So I forgot to bring the clicker, so you're going to have to work overtime, the PowerPoint team. We can look, the first truth to get fixed in our mind, if we click on, is we've been freed from the law by Jesus' death. Freed from the law by Jesus' death. So you can look down at verse 1, or we can just see it up on the screen in front of us. Here is the principle. Do you not know, brothers, for I'm speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives? So all those crazy laws we just mentioned, You only have to do them if you're alive. That's probably quite obvious, isn't it? It's kind of obvious. If your mum or dad are racing down the motorway, they're speeding, I'm sure they'd never do it. That they're speeding down the motorway, that they get pulled over by the police. The police don't arrest the beef steak in the boots, do they? Anyone had that happen? No. Well, not only was it not driving, but it's dead. It's not under the law. And Paul gives us a picture of it. If you've got our Bibles open, can you see the picture Paul gives in verses 2 and 3? It's marriage, isn't it? So anyone under the age of 6, can they tell me who this is? There we go, who's that? Anyone know who that? The clue is in what they are. Do you know who they are? Yeah. Yeah, from Toy Story, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. Yeah. Happily married. And so if Mrs. Potato Head ups and moves in with Buzz or Woody, we can click on. Well, it's wrong, isn't it? It's not allowed. But if Mr. Potato Head dies, it's sad. But it means Mrs. Potato Head is free to marry someone else. There's the idea again. Dying means you don't have to keep the law. It's a bit extreme, but it is logically true. And for the Christian, it's happened to us. In Jesus, we've died to the law. So again, if we just go on to the next slide. When Jesus... that's not the one I want. We can click on again. Not that one either. Where have I put this slide? There it is. When Jesus died on the cross, he took the punishment we should face for not keeping God's law. He always kept God's law. So just imagine Jono. Jono has been stealing from the tuck shop once again. What do we say to that? Yeah, I think just yet again, the 20th time in 1 week. He deserves, if he's at school, he deserves a detention, doesn't he? He's got to pay back all he owes. He owes quite a lot. But Jenny, where's Jenny? If Jenny, she volunteers to step in and she pays off his huge debt. She even steps in and takes his detention for him. Well, Jono has nothing left to pay. He's free from the law, and he gets to eat his chocolate. No, take a seat there again. Thanks, John and Jenny. It's a tiny bit like what's going on here, except we deserve death, don't we? We've broken God's law. But, says Paul, we've died with Jesus on the cross. Paul can say in verse 6, we're released from the law, having died to that which held us captive. Now, life pretty much works on the basis of keeping rules, doesn't it? There are loads of laws we have to keep, good laws, bad laws. God's law is the very best law. And if we keep the rules, well, things generally go well. But there's a danger, isn't there? Maybe if we're new this morning, this is what we think, of thinking, well, it's all about doing good deeds to get God's favor, keeping his rules. That's how you get right with God. But the law can't make us right with God. All it can do is condemn us and show us how bad we are. And so we need to be freed. And it's why Christianity is different. It's all about what Jesus has done for us. He kept the law and died in our place. And so we don't have to keep God's law anymore. A death has taken place. That the law only applies while you are alive. So I asked my children this question earlier this week. How would you feel if you never had to do homework ever again? No homework ever. How'd that feel? That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it? Yeah. You never had to wake up at a certain time. Oh, yeah. Could drive as fast as you want down the motorway. We might think those things are fun, but we've died to the law, but the answer isn't being lawless. Adults, you might want to look back, chapter 6, verse 19. See, the answer isn't being lawless. We've not been freed from the law to be lawless. No, if we click on, we're freed for Jesus and bearing fruit for God. So verse 4 has it there. You also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that, not we do what we want, but we belong to another, to him who's been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. We've been freed for Jesus and bearing fruit for God. So can anyone tell me who this is? I do have my slides in order this time. Here we go. Who is that? Anyone? Glimmers of recognition? Yes? Yeah, there we go, Neymar. It's Neymar. He holds the record for the highest transfer fee ever paid in football. He was, you might say, released from captivity in Barcelona so that he could serve at PSG in Paris. He now belongs to another because almost £200 million was spent to free him. The Christian has been freed to belong to Jesus, to live the new life in the Spirit. So verse 6 again, we can click on there. It is, we're released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve not under the old written code, but in the new life of the Spirit. So imagine you bring a child into your kitchen. Zach, you can come and be my visual aid here. I almost tried this week with Zach, see how well it went. You bring a child into your kitchen. Zach, you can be honest and tell us how this would go if I did it with you. And you say to him, you can go anywhere. You can go anywhere in the kitchen, but don't look in that one cupboard. In that one cupboard, there's something delicious, but you're not allowed to go in there. You're not even allowed to peep. What do you think you would do? You would look at it. Yes, very honest. Well done. Yeah. Beforehand, they might not have cared about that cupboard. Now it's all they can think about. They're just desperate to have a peek. Well done, Zach. Thank you very much. Thank you for being honest. See, all the law could do, verse 5, do you see what it can do? It can only make things worse. We just want to break it. We're too sinful just to follow the rules. No one keeps all the law all the time in this country. Anyone want to say they claim they always do what their mum and dad tell them to do? My children, don't even bother. Anyone want to try and claim they always do what their mum and dad say? Far less do we keep God's perfect law. The law says don't lie. And all we can think of is loads of different ways to lie. But we begin to look for loopholes and ways to just massage the truth. But when we belong to Jesus, he says don't lie. And because we have his Spirit, we begin to want to speak the truth all the time, even at cost to ourselves. We now belong to him. You see, the law isn't any good applied externally. We need it to be written on our hearts. So you might be able to read that front. Anyone, you use that regularly? Calpol, yeah, a kind of a regular fixture in most homes. Rubbing Calpol on a bruise, I'm not a medic. I don't think it does a fat lot of good to rub Calpol on a bruise, but drinking it will help, won't it? Or I heard this image the other day. Nate, you can come and get ready to help me. Just imagine you're climbing a mountain. Here, this is what we've got the stepladder for. This is our mountain. Here we go. And you're climbing a mountain, and so what do you need? You need to take your food, don't you? That's not the right pocket. Okay, what should we put in here? You've got your packed lunch, but you don't really want a packed lunch. You just want a pile of chocolates. In fact, should we put two things of chocolates in there? Okay, so here's your lunch. And you're climbing the mountain, and it weighs you down, doesn't it? So you're going to try and climb the mountain. Oh, that's a heavy load, isn't it? Okay, you're right there. Not too heavy. It is a bit heavy. Oh, that's tough, isn't it? No one has done a risk assessment. Yes, we're okay. Okay. Well done, you're going. You see, it's not helping, it's weighing you down. It's weighing you down, it's external. But when you get to the top or near the top, well done, Nate, everyone here is getting very nervous now. Nate, do you want to eat some of your chocolates? Yeah? You got one there? Well done. Shall I open it for you? The good thing is we never practiced this, so you couldn't say no. There we go. He now eats some of his lunch, his stash of chocolates, and it energizes him. You're going to keep going up? You're going to keep going up? We're okay. There we go. You see, what was once excellent, you can get you down. No one's going to listen to me if you carry on going up. You can go and take a seat. You see, what was once external, weighing you down, now strengthens you to keep going. It needs to be internalized. So before we become a Christian, we sometimes do good things, we sometimes do bad things, but ultimately we don't want to please God. But when we become a Christian, we still sometimes do good things, sometimes do bad things, but ultimately we want to please God. God's Spirit helps us and makes us want to live for Jesus. Isn't that wonderful news? don't know if we clicked on, but we can see, if we've got the climate, there we go. We are now belonging to Jesus, and we serve in the new life of the Spirit. So as we close, let's thank God that because of Jesus, we don't have to keep the law. He's kept it for us, and he's died to take the punishment we deserve. But let's also thank God that because of Jesus, we now want to go his way, and we can. Let's pray together. You have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who's been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. Father God, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you that with him we have died to the law. Thank you that that means we don't get right with you by keeping rules, but by trusting in Jesus, by receiving his righteousness. And thank you that we have been freed now to bear fruit for you, to serve the new life of the Spirit. Please help us to rejoice in this, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.